But the last week and this week and really next week, we've got three people who have been on mission trips. And so one of them is on stage today, but last week we brought one up, and next week John Pratt is back from Paraguay, and so we're going to let them do that and give some thanks. But how many of you are thankful and grateful that we have people who are dedicated to the Lord, and they are willing to go wherever God calls them? And so Madison, I'm going to ask you to step up to this mic. And, you know, when I look at Madison, every time I look at Madison, I have to think about just how miraculous the power of God really is. Because I remember not too many years ago when you really were in a pretty hardened, rebellious state against God and did not want to be a part of those things. And I remember the day that I was up in my office at a time where I'm normally not there, and you called and you said, I'd like to talk to you. Can I talk to you? You know, are you at the church? And I said, yes. And she said, how long are you going to be there? And I said, well, I'll be there a few minutes. And she said, well, I'm in the parking lot. And so I said, yeah, I can wait that long. And so she came up and said she was, God had been dealing with her for a long time. And she was driving in the car, and as she drove by the church, God just spoke to her and said, you got to make a decision now whether your life is going to be yours or mine. And you stopped and you made that commitment to the Lord. And God has been working tremendously in your life since that. Most of you know she's going to Lee University studying to be a worship minister. And you felt call to go on this trip to Honduras. Tell us about how you felt that call.
Well, I found out about the trip from a guy from Lee coming to Lifeway where I work, and he told me about it, and I was like, there's no way that I'm going on that, but I'm going to tell you, I'm going to text you back. I'm not going to text you back. And so after he had told me about the trip and it was like in my mind, it occupied my mind for like 3 days until I had to give him an answer, and I kept wrestling, going back and forth of there's no way I can go, and I feel like I need to go. And through some encouragement from my parents, we decided that it was doable to go, and that God would provide for it, even though I didn't really see how that would happen.
And, of course, that comes from your mother and your father, who have experienced a lot of faith of God going before them, because it was a $4,000 trip.
Yeah.
And as a college student, you didn't have $4,000. And that was the first real step of faith where you felt like God is calling me to do something. And if I realistically look, there's no way I can do it. Mm-hmm. But tell us how God proved that he doesn't call you to things that he doesn't provide for you.
Yeah. In the weekend that I was kind of like wrestling with it in my mind, I had the idea to have like a night where I would just like play music and like have a dinner for people to come and donate if they wanted to. So that was, I think, an idea that God put into my head, and so that's what we went forward with, that's what we did, and he provided more than enough to where I was able to actually bless some people in Honduras after I had already paid for my trip with what God had given me.
With quite a bit more, really.
Yes.
Surprised you, and it came in before you needed it. Now, that wasn't the only fear that you had, that you weren't going, that you'd make a commitment and couldn't come up with the money for it. You had a bunch of other fears too, and God revealed to you a scripture in Exodus, yeah, that you saw yourself in, and God's really kind of worked in your life through that scripture. Tell us about that.
It's in Exodus 4 when God's telling Moses to go talk to Pharaoh, and he's like, but I don't know what to say, and I'm not good at speaking, and I can't do it, and I'm afraid. And God tells him pretty much, who made your mouth? Who put breath into you? Who gives you life? It's I, the Lord. So you go, and I will put words in your mouth, and I'll speak for you. And that just brought me some encouragement, because I'm not great at having conversations with people. That was one of my fears, that I just wouldn't know what to say. But as that came up and as I stepped out in faith and I went, God just provided the grace that I needed with every step. So like first, like flying, I was super afraid of, but God brought me through that. And then we came up to people to talk to, and I had no idea what to say, but I believe that God spoke for me and through me. So that was my prayer for the whole time, that God would just empty me out and fill me up to where that's all that would come out of me was him and his words.
And so you saw the fears that Moses had, you mm-hmm. related to him.
Yes.
And you also told me that you could also see that that's really the fears probably everybody has.
Yeah, he was afraid, he didn't want to go, and he didn't know what to say. How often is that the excuse that we use as, like, every one of us, that we're afraid so we can't go, or I don't know what to say so I can't go, or I just straight up don't want to go. I have no desire. So God will move through your movement towards him.
Well, through your experiences of going ahead and mm-hmm. going anyway and trusting God, what has God shown you through that?
That really he's just faithful. That's the bottom line of it, that if you commit to God and you're in the palm of his hand, like you're in the center of his will, he will be faithful to bring you through it and to make a way and provide exactly what you need in the time that you need it.
And let's see, do you feel more equipped and more less fear to go next time?
Yeah, I feel less fear about not knowing exactly what I'm going to do with my degree. I believe it is in ministry, but now that I've experienced God's faithfulness through this small trip, God will be faithful to give me the next step and the next step, and he'll bring me through it and allow the grace for it to come to pass as he wants it.
And how long has it been since you became a Christian? 2 years?
2 years.
I think it's been 2 years. That's pretty amazing. Now, during that time, she's followed God step by step. And as you can tell, this is not her first time, Sharon. She does it up in the youth all the time. But she says that, she has trouble making conversations with people. But when you feel like the Lord's calling you to something, it seems like she doesn't have much problem. How many of you would say that? It seems like when she's doing what she knows God wants her to do, she's got faith and confidence to do it. That's a wonderful thing. It's what we all want. And it's what we all need. We want to boldly step out and do it, because you don't gain that confidence don't do it.
Yeah.
And you don't see what God can do mm-hmm. if you don't do it.